Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
You're listening to Petty Little Things with your hosts, Victoria Secret and Davina Devine.
Hi, petty bitches.
How are you? Welcome back to Petty Little Things. This is episode 3 of season 5.
What is the official count? How many episodes have we done again? Because you did the maths recently.
I think we're up to episode 40. I think this is episode maybe 46 or 47. So we're nearly coming up to our 50th episode, maybe we should do
the Queen's Jubilee.
Maybe we should do a visual episode for that. That could be kind of fun.
Would be fun. And also, I was counting how many episodes of our sidecar podcast. I call it sidecar because it sounds real fancy.
I have to say, I always see us as like Dastardly and Muttley.
Which one are you?
I'm definitely the one driving. You're definitely in the sidecar.
Oh, okay, cool. Of our other podcast, which is called Extra Little Things, over on our Patreon, there is 24 episodes of that as of now. Like, that's kind of wild. Girl, are we podcast queens?
Apparently so. If the Guinness Book Records is something to go by, then yes, we most definitely are. I mean, I just have to say right quite now, are we recording?
Oh, we are recording, yeah.
Okay, I just don't want to have that anxiety of like, oh my God, she didn't press record.
Oh girl, no. I'll in about 20 minutes, I'll be looking at the screen going, oh my God, did I hit record? Did I record? Also, I got my hair cut today and the barber was like, I've just started listening to your podcast, which, by the way, if anyone ever says that to me, I get real embarrassed. I don't know why. I straight away go,
now me and you, it's no secret. We love a good chin wag on the phone. Like yesterday I called you to say hi and I looked at the phone, and it was like 46 minutes later.
I was just raging we didn't hit record on that because that was an episode in itself.
That was juicy, wasn't it?
Yeah.
There's always a bit of juice when we got on the blower, I gotta say. But when I always forget sometimes that this goes out into the world. So
it's like we're just sitting
around having a girly goss.
And because it's you, I share a little bit more than I maybe would like to. And then that's why when someone says, oh, I've started listening to your podcast, I go, oh Jesus, what the fuck have I even said? Like almost 50 episodes of me shouting on. Also, just to pick up on you saying, when you ring me, I reach for my AirPods straight away because I'm like, I can't hold the phone for the next hour. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, I tell you. Well, listen, I know there is a few new listeners, so welcome to Petty Little Things. There is a wealth of information to study and back check, so get into it.
Absolutely. Okay. I want to start off with something that I was just watching a friend of a friend's story, and they were talking about Harry Styles. Harry has said in the new Attitude magazine, you know, he feels that people need to get to a place where, you know, nobody's talking about labels. Mm-hmm. And I like that idea in theory, but also there's a lot of people still struggling to be themselves in the world. And he was making a point that, you know, we still need visual representation, especially by people who were in places of like power and can, you know, influence lots and lots of people. Mm-hmm. And I was like, you know what? That's a really good point. You know, I like what Harry's doing, but my real question is, Harry Styles. Is he being ambiguous because it's good for media, or is he queer baiting basically?
I don't think he's queer baiting, because I think he means well. I think that's what's going on there. I don't think he's queer baiting, because some people actually do kind of proper queer bait, but I don't think he's one of them. And I think he's right. Like, there is so many labels that people have. People are so happy when they can put you in a box and tuck it away, because it makes them feel comfortable. It's actually not about the label. It's actually just about making them feel comfortable in themselves. Which we've been saying that for, let's fuck off Harry Styles. Actually, we've been saying that for fucking years. hang on now that I actually think of it. We've been actually saying that for years. Mm-hmm. People are comfortable knowing what's what, like, no matter who it is. But like, fair play to him, like, getting the conversation going. It's, you know, and the thing about people, someone like him talking to, it's going to a different demographic of people. I don't know who that demographic of people is, but it's definitely going out to, it's not reaching me, I don't give a shit, but it's going out to somebody. I don't know if that person's going to buy it. And I think like, I don't know. I've thought about this as well. I know this is probably going to be a little bit controversial. I know representation is great, but I have never been one person. I've never been the type of person to look for representation. I've always marched to the beat of my own drum, and I've always just kind of done my own thing. And I know that's not the case for everyone. I'm not saying that for anyone who comes for me. I know representation is good, but I don't relate to representation. I don't really feel like, you know, even when I was growing up and stuff,
Your representation was Ginger Spice, Jerry Halliwell. That's who you were looking towards for, like, strength and, you know, being like,
well,
girl power.
I wasn't looking to her for strength. I was looking to her for, like, what is she wearing? I was looking to her for, like, makeup and thing. I wasn't looking to, like, she didn't, you know, what would I say? I didn't want to skin her and wear her, like, but what I was going to say, no, like, I don't know. I just don't really, like, you know, you see, what's that new thing that's out now? The Netflix show Heartstoppers or something?
Yeah, I've decided I'm not going to watch it.
And
I feel like it's for kids.
And then you were talking about Call Me By My Name and all these, like, gay films and gay moments, and everyone's like, oh my God, or like, It's a Sin and all this. I'm just like, I just don't relate to any of that. I just don't personally feel like it's, and that's just my personal stance, my personal feeling. I just don't relate to it.
It
doesn't make me feel any less gay or LGBT. It just makes me, it doesn't make me feel anything. Generally, I'd rather watch an episode of Housewives.
Absolutely. But you're in a different place on the ladder of, like, being comfortable with yourself. You know what I mean? You are a very strong woman who, honestly, you don't make excuses for yourself. And I really like that about you. However, there's other people who are struggling. And I do like those things, because it normalizes the conversation, that it's just not a big deal. Like, you know, that coming out moment where you're like, can I say I am gay? And those words are very hard to say.
Yeah.
I think it's a lot easier to say I am gay now because of, you know, it being part of Coronation Street and being part of all those things. But also, to get back to queer baiting, how do we feel about queer baiting? Because
I'm okay with it.
Do you want to be baited?
I want to be baited, especially if you've got tattoos on your hands. They're the punches that hurt, that actually hurt so good.
Because there's a few at the moment, like Shawn Mendes, there was a clip going around saying, I would buy Justin Bieber's boxers, but I would like to know what he was doing in those boxers before I bought them, and that he'd pay $500 for them. And I was like, oh, wow, okay. And, like, obviously, Sean has also been recorded saying it's giving Cher to when he was dating Camila Cabello. And I was like, wow. Like, now, you know, I've had many friends who are straight over the years who have identified as being camp. So that does not mean you're queer. Do you know what I mean? Very much so.
Absolutely. But, and how many people do we know that, like, they're married or they have partners or whatever, like, you know, straight couples, and their partner might be a little bit flowery. You know what I mean? And people would be like,
what a great word to mean.
I thought he was gay. And he'd be like, well, like, I don't know. Like, I have to say, I never assume, or I might think it, but I would never kind of, like, assume out publicly that someone is any which way until they say it or they state it themselves. That's just how I roll. So even people would be like, I thought he was gay. I'd be like, until he says that to me.
You have to do it with the rest.
He's a guy.
How are you doing?
A friend of Dorothy's. Until someone says it to me, I will never even go add. People are like, Davina, come on. I'd be like, no, it's like, until I hear it from the mouth of babe, I'm not going to, I never judge. Because I think that's, I don't know. I think people are real easy to judge and kind of throw that around a little bit lightly. So that doesn't, you know, that kind of makes me uncomfortable.
So until their tongue is down your throat, you're not.
Oh, no, I don't kiss. I don't kiss.
You don't kiss. Are you like Vivian?
Yeah, I don't kiss.
Oh my actually, God. For any young people, that's a Pretty Woman reference. If you've not seen Pretty Woman, then please unsubscribe from us right now.
Yeah, it should be in your gay education folder, chapter 6, episode 2. Actually, speaking of queer baiting, I was scrolling through Instagram yesterday and I have to stop myself sometimes because I just find myself wanting to like comment really, like I think I'm being really funny, but it's like totally going to come across like real, like creepy. Like, you know, I'm obsessed with Katie Price's ex-boyfriend, Chris Boyce, and he seems to be going through this metamorphosis. And he's like going, I think he's doing like the celebrity MMA fighting thing.
Okay.
And his latest picture, go on to his Instagram, it's Chris with a K. And he has this picture where he's sitting by the pool and he's just sitting there. And I just was thought, I literally just, first thing I said, God, I wish he'd drown me in that pool.
Oh my God, that's so funny. Like, what is it with you and Kate Price's boyfriends? Leave them alone. Like,
I know, but
they've been through enough.
Every fella that she goes for, except actually Peter Andre, no real interest in him, but everyone that she's kind of been with, like, they're fellas that I would go after. Like, definitely.
Peter Andre makes me think of sweaty hands. Do you know what I mean? Like, you'd want to hold your hand and it would be real sweaty.
No, he makes me think of like real soft, feminine voice. You know, like, and I just like, oh no, he just, and beanie hats. Oh no.
Okay. Well, speaking of fellas they're absolutely mad about, I was watching Benidorm, which is on Netflix, right? It's absolute trash. First three seasons, loved. And because I'm a stubborn mule, I've continued to watch all 10 series because I'm like, I'm going to finish it.
Wow.
But they have Lucky Likey's like tribute acts playing in the local bar in the Benidorm Hotel.
I love Lucky Likey's.
Me too.
I love Lucky Likey's.
But this past week, there was an episode where there was an Ollie Moore's tribute act. And I was like,
oh my God. Seriously?
I bet you there's loads.
Why did you not send me this straight away?
I actually should. I will after this. But I was like thinking, I bet you there's loads of like shit Ollie Moore's tribute acts. Do you know what I mean? Like they're probably packing their pants so that the trousers are lovely and tight. And out they go singing, I don't know, what does he sing? What's the song? My heart skips a beat. And I was like, actually, for your 30th birthday, I think we should book an Ollie Moore's tribute act at the show.
Do you not remember the time, and this is between us girls, do you not remember the time when I was going back to a house party and we were doing our usual leaving the George with a big gaggle of people, and I was like, we need ice. And I sent someone down to the George to get this big sack of like black sack of ice. I don't know how long I was planning on going to this party for, but I had like literally this like full black sack of ice.
Yeah.
So we bundled into this taxi, of course, a taxi that I fucking organized.
You
so
are like, literally like, what are those three? You're like the three wise men of drag. Do you know what I mean? They show up with gold, myrrh and frankincense.
Yeah.
You show up with ice, a taxi and a bottle of vodka.
Always. Literally, I literally am party on wheels. Like I'm there ready to go and never let it be said. So we basically hop in the car. We hopped in like, say, just around the corner from the George. Mm. And we were like, I was sitting in the back and the ice was on my feet, right? And I was like, we got as far as maybe, you know, opposite Eddie Rockets where all the Dublin bikes are.
Yeah.
We just got that far. And I was like, oh my God, I think this bag is leaking. Oh shit, I think it's a fall now everywhere. So I just pull in. So the taxi pulled in and I threw my leg out because I was kind of stuck because someone was really tall, was in the passenger seat. So I was kind of squished in the back. Uh-huh. So I put my legs out. And next thing, I just look up and this gorgeous fella is standing there. Uh-huh. And I was like, oh my God. And he's like, and the town is packed. It's Saturday night. No cabs around, no taxis. And our eyes just met. It was just, he was standing there on his own. And I was there, like my leg hanging out of the taxi. It was very Sex in the City. Uh-huh. And he goes, all right. And I was like, oh my God, he looks like Ollie Moore's. He was the image of Ollie Moore's. And I was like, oh my God.
Did you wet yourself in the back of the cab?
I was like,
there
could this be? So my leg was hanging out. And I said, hi. And he goes, where are you going? And I said, wherever you're going.
Oh my God. Oh
and he
my
said,
God.
I said, I'm going to a party. I was like, do you want to come? And he was like, yeah, yeah. And everyone's like, come on, Davina, we have to go. Come on. Mm. And I was like, he goes, what's the address? And I said, here's my phone number. I gave my phone number and he texted me like literally straight away.
Oh.
And I just said, here's the address. And I went off and we went to the party, whatever. And we were all like about 2 hours later, the doorbell rings.
I'm betting to this.
There he is standing at the fucking door.
Was he tall?
He was like, honestly, perfection. He was over on holidays with a group of lads from England. Mm-hmm. And he was, I think we were on a stag or something. We lost all his friends.
Did he show up on his own?
on his own, and he was more stunning than Ollie Moore's absolutely. Mm-hmm. And he was a doctor. Mm. He was a doctor. I remember his name. Like he was an absolute beaut. I'll send you his Instagram so you can have a look. And
I think showing up to your own at a house party in the middle of the night is the equivalent of, you know, when a girl puts her hair into a pony. It's like, yeah. Okay, we're ready. Let's go.
And literally came into the party, and I swear to God, every single person at that party were like, who is he? They were like, who is he and where does he come from? And yeah.
And you were like, so, he's mine.
Yeah. Oh, I was like, bitches beware. I was like, literally like a dog pissing all around him on the couch. So yeah, so the rest is history, but I will never forget it as long as I live. The name will go down.
Hold on.
So,
to
yeah.
our listeners, the rest is history. Oh my God. Will you go away with that? Like,
but I will never forget. I will never forget that I would literally in my head, he was Ollie Moore's.
Oh my God.
Like in my head, and I refused to like think anything else.
Does he have a picture on WhatsApp? And we just don't remember his name so I can see after this.
Maybe I'll have a look.
Okay. Love it. Okay. I've lots more to talk about, but I want to go into it. Okay. I want to go into it. Davina's theories. So Stephen, okay. This is your test of the week. Input that lovely little X-Files moment for Davina's theories. So I have been perusing the internet, you know, nosy bitch syndrome.
Yes.
I am still one of the remaining Facebook users for a little nose here or there.
Me too.
And
the metasphere.
That's where you see like the engagement announcements. That's where you see the buying the house announcements. By the way, shout out Luke Donegan got engaged this week. Congrats, Luke.
Congratulations, Luke.
But, and this is not about you. I have seen in the last like 2-3 months, a couple of gays who are in very long-term relationships buying houses. But okay. I mean, like we're talking, you know, a long time that together, but they're buying houses on their own. They're not buying them as a couple. And I was like, what would that say? Like if I was with someone a long time and they were like, I'm actually going to buy this on my own. I think I'd be a bit like, yeah, but wait, do you not see us together in like 10 plus years?
It's like when you go out for dinner, like, and a bowl of chips to myself.
No. That's just called good choices. If you ever go for lunch with me, Davina, we do not share. Tapas is not a real thing. Tapas is where we go, order 5 plates, I'll order 5 plates.
What's mine is mine and what's mine is mine.
I actually meant to say 3 plates so that we sounded like, you know, more delicate flowers, but 5 just fell out. So I wanted Davina's theory about this. Now, I want it to be just as outrageous as my neighbors eating the rubbish.
Okay, so I think what it's all about is that I think ultimately your relationship is built on quicksand. Let's be real.
Oh, God. Okay. Yeah.
So that's what I just think. If you can't fully commit, but then again, I'm not being smart. There's a lot of gay relationships that I wouldn't be putting down together. But I wouldn't be putting my money down for a house with a lot of fellas.
Paddy Power wouldn't take money off you, like.
No, I would be like, no, my house, I'd be like, you can sleep in the guest room.
Yeah.
So I would say that it's probably like a trust issue, but ultimately it's probably because they can't, because then they've no, like, well, no, I don't know. I don't know what I would think.
I don't know either, but I personally would find it slightly offensive. I'd be like, hold on, wait.
Well,
like,
first off, I would want to be the one buying the house. I wouldn't want to be part of something where somebody's buying a house and you're being left out of it. And I wouldn't want to be in on someone else if they were buying it a little bit, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
But I do think that it does say a lot about their relationship status.
It's kind of like, showing your hand. It's like, you know, your bluff's being shown in Vegas and you're going, or maybe I'm just reading too much into it, but
let's just read into it anyway. It's fucking weird.
At least let the other person put in 50 quid and a few drinks into the budget. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, do you know what's even worse though? Mm. Is actually when someone in a couple buys a house and then they act like they own it equally. Yeah. It's like, actually, no, you don't.
Yeah.
That's weird as well.
Yeah, that is like, but however, people have different budgets and like, do you know what? If it's right and it's right, you just want to live together. Great. But
been together for like 20 plus years and then all of a sudden that does happen. I do think that's a bit, I don't know. It says a lot about where their head is at.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah. How is your head? I would say Davina's theory on that is doomed.
Okay. Well, most relationships are, let's be real. So,
wow.
<That's> okay.
There we go, everyone. Whoever's in a relationship, Davina says, you're fucked.
Yeah. A house won't save you, bitch.
Okay. Speaking of shitty things that I never, ever, ever want to go to, Coachella. I think that looks like fucking hell. All these people like standing dressed as like, I mean, you may as well be wearing the costumes of the YMCA. That's what they're giving me.
I feel exactly the same. Like, unless you actually are Harry Styles and Shania Twain and you've got your backstage pass and you've got your little yurt tent behind it. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't want to be at that. And I have to laugh at some of these Irish celebs over there. And they're like, I saw actually recently, they were like, Maura Higgins debuts new hairstyle at Coachella. I'm like, it's a fucking wig. I'm like, she's wearing a fucking wig. A, B, who gives a fuck? She's at a fucking festival. Yeah. Like, and it's the same fucking boohoo.com sponsored bitches all the time. Like,
100%.
Fuck off. No 100%. Fucking interest.
I don't get it. Like, I mean, they take the nice photo, but really, you're at a festival. The aim is that you're going to party, get messy, and like, you're going to look like that for the day. And if you do look like that for the day, you ain't someone that I want to go and have a drink with and party with.
I want to see the photos of Maura Higgins when she's fallen out of her tent the next morning with her eyeliner crusted together and her lash on her pillow. That's what I want to see.
I don't actually want to see any photos of her, to be honest. She does not interest me in any way.
No, me neither. But I'm just using her as an example. I want to see the crusty pictures. I don't want to see a picture of you standing there with your tan airbrushed perfectly into place. I want to see the fucking grass stains on your arsehole. And I want to see literally like toilet rolls stuck on your shoe. Mm-hmm. That's what I want to see. I want to see gunk. I want to be able to nearly smell the piss through the screen. That's what 100%. I want.
100%. And like more like, you know, day three Electric Picnic when everyone's looking at each other being like, oh Jesus, she's in bits, he's in bits, whatever.
Yeah.
Like that's more interesting to me. Like Coachella, some of the acts look amazing, but I'm telling you now, it looks like a load of posers taking selfies all day and that's not interesting.
Yeah, it's not my scene. I don't find that fun. Like it's nice to like get one photo or whatever, but it's, I don't know, it just doesn't. And you know what? I just always think with those festivals, like there's so much walking and all that crap getting involved. Yes. Is that like you don't see that? That's the fucking like torture.
We practically like so me and Davina, the last Electro Picnic that we did, we got treated very well on the way in. They did look after us and they were nice and we worked very hard over the weekend. We had a fucking ball at the same time. However, when it comes to getting you out of the festival, as we well have now learned, there's no help for getting you out of the festival. So they're all like, oh, welcome, thanks girls, would you like us to stick this in a golf buggy for you, all of that. And then when it comes to leaving and you've got 54 costumes on your back, your hands have welts on it from carrying the IKEA bags full of shite too, and you're thinking that tent is staying because I can't physically lift it.
I know, and everything's like, you just look back like everything is going into landfill, not very sustainable. But I remember when we were leaving Electric Picnic the last time and everyone's walking so because they're like, you're walking to the woods and everything's like, you know, bottlenosed into these tiny, it's like there's a city evacuation. It's like COVID has stepped up its pussy and it's like, you're all going to die. So
the walking dead.
And there was a girl beside me and we were like walking at the same pace for a long time and I kept staring at her. And I swear to God, she looked like she died at the festival. And someone came along and said, excuse me, you can't die here. You have to get up. And she's like, she came back down, her body, her spirit went back into her body. She got up and she decided to start walking with her bags. God love her. I couldn't take my eyes off her. She was gray in the face.
Oh my God.
She literally looked like, she was actually a walking corpse. And I was like, she looks like how I feel on the inside.
Oh my God. But like, sorry, I'm getting flashbacks. I think I hate festival wear. Like, you know, when the diamonds come out on the face and a bit of neon comes out and like a fishnet top and like, or chaps. And like we're in Ireland, everyone, let's bear that in mind. We don't have to be those basic people who are like, you know, wearing the,
and it is very basic. It's always these off workers that are like, oh, I'm going to a festival. So they'll like go straight down to Penny's or Claire's Accessories and get their little diamantes. Do you know what I mean? It's like, fuck off.
Just go and be glam and be gorge. And then on day two, be less glam and less gorge, but have a party even harder. And day three, go home scaldy as hell in a tracksuit. Be comfortable. Would you do it again? Just while we're talking about this, because it is coming to festival season. I know that the requests are going to come in.
I always say no. I always say no. But then when it comes to it, I always say yes. I'm saying no, but I'm saying yes. And all I'm going to say is I have a few rhinestones here waiting to go. So oh, if you see me, we're like, Davina Vine Sports new hairdo.
Actually, to be honest, as much as the Moira thing, I get it totally. Eamon ended up in like some version of Vogue about the outfit he made for Moira. That's pretty cool. However,
yeah, fair play to her. I just, listen, she's again not appealing to me.
No,
so.
No, same. Oh, that was Eamon McGill, by the way. And then, okay, so I got rid of my car this week. I've been driving since I'm like 17 or technically.
How are you going to cope?
I know. Well, I am a little bit of a lazy bitch. Like, I don't love walking. Yeah. You're not fond of, you don't mind an L walk. No. I have been walking everywhere. Like, honestly, I've had that car. I haven't had an office job in over 2 years. I didn't need it. I definitely didn't. I'm going to try and do these go cars. But what I've noticed now that I'm, you know, walking more, and I say this, I haven't got rid of my car less than a week. And I'm like, look at me, I'm walking more. like Dublin, parts of it are starting to look a bit mental, like the gentrification that's going on at the moment. Mm-hmm. And I love old Dublin. I love the old buildings that are happening. I love that you can live in the city and there's still a sense of community about the place. It's one of the few cities that I think in Europe that is still happening, like capital cities. But it got me thinking about your area. Like your area is unbelievably different.
It's unrecognizable. And actually it's so funny because like Google has kind of taken over my whole area, basically, like on so many different levels. It's literally not just in one street, it's all over the place. They've just put all these new buildings just popped up. Like Dublin City Council actually knocked on my door yesterday to tell me that they're planning on redoing the whole street, and they're going to get rid of street park, and then they're going to do this. And it's like basically giving you an email address that you can object to.
Yeah.
So it's just constantly changing. And it's like, also like they're fixing up certain things, but like the roads are fucked. The roads and all that are still really bad. So but I'm kind of used to it now because it's just been constantly changing around where I live, around like the docks and stuff like that has been nonstop. Even now the construction is easing where I am. Mm. So you kind of miss the construction. Like it's crazy. Like it's been going for like years and years and years. Uh-huh. And now it's like kind of almost quiet in the mornings. Okay. But like now my quiet would be like really hustle and bustle. Whereas this was like bulldozers going into the ground. And you know, like you'd die probably living here because you'd be like, you wouldn't sleep a week.
Oh, I'm a bad sleeper. Like, and I'm a moany cow if I don't sleep as well. So, but like, I'm not too far from the Players Factory where they made the cigarettes and they're
the
like,
smokes,
20 smokes, please, and love.
They fill Red Rock in there. You know that?
Oh, did they? I never watched that. You love a good...
No, I didn't watch that either, would you give away? but I'm like, watching fucking fucking TV Tree soap about the cops. As in.
But I mean, that is being proposed to be like knocked down and they're like, and I know that we need housing. We definitely do need housing. Yeah. But I was like, God, I'm really going to miss that because it's so visually pretty and it's part of our history. Yeah. Like even though smokes are not good for you, it's a pretty cool building. But what is the one thing about your area that you really missed from 10 years ago that isn't the case anymore?
I really miss, like, I just miss the old, there was like old mills and stuff around where I lived. And it always reminded me of like my childhood. And like, it was derelict for years. And it was kind of just dead space, but it was just like, it was real sentimental to me. Mm. Cause it made me think of like, just when I was growing up, my granny and granddad and stuff. And when, even though it was out of use even when I was a kid, like it's been out of use for a long time, but even when that was gone, that was really hard to see them kind of knock it down piece by piece.
Yeah.
Because it just feels like the end of an era and the start of a new era. And the new era, I'm not really excited about. Yeah. The way it's like,
it just feels cookie cutter. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. It feels like we're losing like our identity.
And also, I keep walking past these groups of like, you know, internationals on the street. Mm. And they're like, I walk past, I hear them talking. They're like, you know, this is the campus. I'm like, this is not the fucking campus, bitch. This is our street. Like, this is actually, people still live here. This is not your campus.
Yeah.
So all these tech companies, I hate that they've just kind of, you know, taken what they want.
Absolutely. And their ownership of your area. But I mean, then you rock out the door, front door, fully in drag. And you're like, you want to talk about campus, honey? Ooh, check this campus
this
out.
This is the campus. Actually, I was running out of the house. I was going to the Image Business Woman of the Year Awards.
Oh, yes. Been dying to hear about this.
Yeah, which was happening last week. So I was like kind of flustered because it was kind of early. And I was like, oh, like lipstick in the bag, you know, like literally make sure all the bits. And I was running out the door. And two things actually. So I kind of went over on my heel a little bit and I was like, I felt this like shooting pain go right up my whole body, right up to my neck. And I was like, oh my God. Because you know, the heels that you don't perform in, but the heels that you have for kind of maybe like hosting in or kind of just you know, so they were like pretty high heels.
Yeah, there's some shoes that you just are not made for performing in.
They're not made for dancing.
They're just made for standing around.
Yeah, and, like, looking glam.
Karaoke. Like, you must be able to wear costumes and shoes that you can't wear for any shows.
Oh, definitely. So I was in these shoes. I was running out the door and I always think, like, my street is like pretty busy and I literally was running out the door and I always think, like, it was the middle of the day, like, and I always think, oh God, like, I'll just run to the car. No one will see me. I'll be real discreet. And I'm like big fucking, you know, 7 foot drag queen running out the door. And as I was with this poor guy was like, hi, Davina Divide, as soon as I walked out the door. And I was like, oh, fuck. And he was just like, obviously like a Googler or something working nearby. Mm-hmm. But I always forget that. It's like, it's almost like I think I'm in this like cloak of invisibility. Mm-hmm. Like I'm going to jump into the car. Uh-huh. But...
Did you win though? Because obviously you went to the awards. You were up for best blow drying in a human hair wig category.
I was actually there with Kerry Hanafy. Kerry Hanafy, of course, who does all the aesthetics and
Queen
skincare.
Of the lips. Queen of the lips.
And she was nominated for Entrepreneur of the Year.
Mm-hmm.
So amazing. There was a lot of like...
Deservedly so, she's opened up all over the gaff this year.
Yeah, and there was a lot of other companies over. Now, she didn't win, but we had a ball.
Who did win that category?
It was, I think, the people behind Spotlight Teeth Care.
Rigged!
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding. They gave me a bit of work last year, haven't I? We love that toothbrush.
Yeah.
Actually, right. Love their toothpaste, by the way. Love their toothpaste. It's a little bit pricey, yeah, but I like it.
So they won. But I have to say, since then, I just had this really bad pain. I was like, oh my God, need to get that sorted out. So I booked in for a little sports massage today. Oh. So I
any
never
happy
had
endings?
Like, well, that's what I was kind of, I just, so I sent them an email. I said, do you do happy endings?
And is that with teeth or without teeth?
So I went onto the website and I was like, oh, I don't want to get someone just too good looking because it just made me real nervous. And I was like, I'd rather just get
well tell the people where it's hurting you, by the way, because you touched it on the screen.
It's kind of like just like behind like the back of my neck, kind of like over to my shoulder. So it's like my upper shoulder.
The opposite side of your clavicle, yeah.
Yes. Uh-huh. So yeah, I keep touching what I'm talking about as if people can see.
Yeah.
So then, you know, I was like, so I was looking on the website. I was like, okay, I'll just see now who's the ugliest employee they have. I was like, I'll get an appointment with them. And the course, then they gave me this mystery. When I booked in, there was a mystery. The person was only new, so they hadn't gotten picked up. And I was like, oh God. Uh-huh. I was like, I hope he's just not good looking because then that's just going to be, I'll be like, oh.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
I'm in love with my massage therapist. No. So turns out actually he was very handsome and very lovely.
Oh God. Was he big?
No, he was kind of little, but everyone's kind of little to me, I think. So, but God, he like gave me the best like rub down, I have to say, ever. Like I feel like a new woman. I can actually bend my neck again. So I'll be looking around corners and getting all the guts.
Nice.
Yeah. So very good. So I'm going to go back again and
let him lash it out one more time.
Body. Yeah. Mm. So that's all what I've really been up to over the last little while.
I mean, honestly, all this heel wearing and running around in heels is going to get you at one point. So you're ahead of it.
I refuse to be just like stand down from the heels. Like I love a good heel. And Tina Turner was wearing heels right up to her 80s. So I don't want to be in a kitten heel in my 40s or 50s. I don't want that. Do you know what I mean? I want to be wearing a fab shoe. And I feel like if you just keep up your stamina, you will. If you let yourself go, you'll be in a clumpy Frankenstein shoe you know, but in weeks.
Let's be real. You're more Tanya Turner than Tina Turner. So let's.
I'm okay with that too.
And actually, you know what?
That's coming back.
Yes. And I'm into it. But also, like, Dolly's got gout, has got corns. The works, like, Dolly is like.
She hasn't got gout.
She does get it every now and then.
She doesn't have gout. Henry VIII had fucking gout. What are you talking about? She has a bit of a bunion, but that's like, she's had that for years. That's obviously from her tap dancing days.
Oh, I tell everyone Dolly has gout.
Gout, that's awful. That's like actually like something that could like bed bound you and actually like, that's, no, she hasn't got gout.
Yeah, I'm like, Dolly's taken to the bed. She's got gout.
No, she's a lager louse.
Let's cut it there, Davina. Loads still to chat about. That will be over on our Extra Little Things episode. I'm going to give all the juicy details about what it was like on the tour bus with all the queens of Free Hills of Hell, plus Real Housewives of New Beverly Hills. Why do I keep saying that?
And tell me this, I have to ask, over on the Patreon, are you going to tell the full story?
I think I am.
Are you?
I think I am. But listen,
this is juicy, like very juicy. And if this is why I'm asking, because I need to be prepared if you're going to actually like spill the proper tea, because you're going to dish about that. I think you should.
What if somebody tweets about it?
Who cares?
Okay. I think I will. Yeah, I think I will. I have a couple.
She did it. So.
I have a couple of juicy stories to share over there. Plus, we're going to be talking about staycationing in Ireland and our thoughts on that. And yes, Real Housewives of Beverly Hills is about to rejoin us. Yeah. And I just listened to a podcast with some of the girls.
I listened as well.
Oh, it was juicy. So I want to get into that with you as well. In the meantime, we want to do a shout out to our Patreon member of the month. I need to open the app to find out who it is first. So our Patreon member of the week is Katie Messi. I actually don't know how to say her surname. How do you say her surname? Is it Messi? Messi?
Okay, well, let's just say Katie Messi, because I like the sound of that.
I like the sound of that too. Katie, thanks so much for supporting us on our top tier. If you want to support the podcast, and this is it, if you're loving the podcast, you want more of it, or you just want to go, cheers, girls, we love it, you can do so on our Patreon, which is patreon.com/paylittlethingspod. There's video content, there's audio content, enough to last you a good holiday with your family, and you won't even have to talk to them.
But in the meantime, we're going to be back after this short little break with stories that you were caught out with. So you were caught out there.
Your car.
C-O-T, car. And we're back. We are back with a second. We reach out to all of you gorgeous little petty bitches, and we asked you to tell us a dirty or kinky secret from your past and times where you were caught out. It doesn't have to be kinky. It can be actually just a time when you were caught doing something that you shouldn't be doing. Mm-hmm. And God knows we've all had them.
Oh my God. I like one about you comes straight to mind, but about that. Also, I love that Davina made this content X-rated by just throwing that out there. I was like, this isn't really fans, girl.
Actually, it didn't mean to be X-rated, but just some of the stories I got were very X-rated.
Oh, which, good.
Like, and even just with that kind of like leery undertone, which I quite like. But what you were saying, when you were saying about me, what about getting caught out, what were you going to say about me? What was I caught doing?
Stephen, you're probably going to have to bleep this out. And maybe you can share this on the Patreon. But the time that you didn't realize that your phone was connected to the speaker.
Oh, I was going to say that when I was actually going to tell that story.
Okay,
that
well, was... you can tell that.
Oh my God. Let's
tell a few other people's and then we'll share around at the end.
A lot of these asked to be anonymous as well. So I'm going to respect your wishes because some of them are actually really creepy.
Okay. Well, this one's anonymous. It starts off with, I had ran out of annual leave and I really wanted to go away, but it was still in like the lockdowns. You could only go away in Ireland.
Okay.
So she went down to Galway with her girlfriend. Mm-hmm. And she was sitting in a random cafe in Galway, like having some juicy lunch on a little break when she was on a sick note from work. The sun was shining. It was a gorgeous day. And in walked her manager into the cafe. And she's from Dublin.
Oh my God. What are the chances of that?
I have no idea. She didn't know the manager was going to be on holidays either. Don't know how she didn't know. And she's sitting there and she just died. She was like, oh, I sat God. There and died. She sent me this as a voice note, so I am summarizing it. But can you actually imagine? Because, like, let's face it, we've all taken some sick days in our lives.
Oh, and mate, to me more than others. Some more than others.
I think I took a sick day when we went to do Ladies' Day in Galway. And I don't know what I was thinking because we were in the paper and all the next day.
I know. It's so funny. I have one here, which is kind of gas. I don't really know how I feel about this.
Okay.
It's just, it's kind of gas. Okay. So this is coming in from one of our Belfast listeners. Let's Ooh. Just say.
Oh, cool.
And it says, okay, G. It says, oh my God, I just seen your story and I need you to share this. So I was on a holiday with my friend, and my friend brought this fella back and he was absolutely gorgeous. Now I have to say, this is coming in from a gay, and his friend was a straight girl, and she brought this fella back into to kind of hang out with them.
Gotcha.
So he brought back this fella back and he was absolutely gorgeous. He ended up spending the day with us by the pool, and those two would just go off every so often and have a shag every couple of hours. Oh. Lucky bitch. Right. So he was wearing trainers and socks, but he took them off with his clothes and left them by the pool when he was hanging out. So when they went off to have the shag, this person said, me and my other friends were like, he's so beautiful. He's just so gorgeous. Let's smell his socks.
Yeah, I knew right? what was going there. I knew
Let's
what was going
smell
there.
His socks. So we all went and smelled his socks, and they came back to the pool and they were literally nose deep in his runners,
no.
literally smelling. No. He was like right there, smelling the socks, smelling the shoes. And he walked back and I was just like, oh my fucking God. So I had to ask, of course, what did they say? So I had to say, what did they say?
Yeah.
And he said, it gets worse because the friend in question was the sister of my other mate who was sniffing the socks. Uh-huh, so uh-huh. It was like his sister. She clicked on and she shouted, that's us back.
Oh my
So they basically
God.
Were like, she's giving them a heads up. But the poor fella who was a straight German fella didn't have a clue and he didn't know what to say. He didn't click on. He didn't click on what we were doing. And basically they were fucking mortified. They were caught like sock sniffing and runner sniffing, which is kind of gross and kind of hilarious yeah. and kind of weird.
I can't believe the Paul Ryder would send in that story. That's wild.
Oh my God. Yeah. Cause he's on the borderline. Isn't he? He's on the border. Okay. Have you got another one there?
Yeah, I do. Okay. This is anonymous, Moon Tour. That's what they want to be known as.
Okay.
Okay. I have two, but I'll give you this one. Please don't mention a name. So this was probably about 9 years ago. I had 3 weeks off because I had throat surgery. No judgment here, honey. What happened that you needed throat surgery? Had to take 3 weeks off because my voice was practically gone. Otherwise, I felt well, but I needed my voice for my job. So anyway, literally 2 days before I was due back, I traveled to London for less than 24 hours to go to a concert and see the original big reunion concert. Literally landed at 3, saw the concert, flew back at 12 the next day. While I'm on the tube from the airport, Motherhead announced that Samantha Mumba's first comeback gig was going to be at Rest in Peace Club, known as FAG. And of course, I lost my shit and posted on Facebook, but it was back when it gave you more or less a specific location of where you were. Yeah. Within minutes, I had calls from my colleagues, blah, blah, blah. Management never spoke a word about it, but there were definite unspoken repercussions over the following year. I learnt my lesson. It was back when there was about 8 of us in non-permanent jobs, and we had to interview year on year for legal reasons, and we knew there was only enough jobs for all of us, but one was worse than the others. Not salary or anything, just irrelevant, but I got that one the next year. So it did have repercussions.
Yeah, absolutely. That's gas. Okay, I have one here and it's very, this, if you're a bit squeamish, you might want to fast forward this a little bit, but it's kind of gas. Okay, it's gross and gas. It's a GG.
Okay,
here we go. This lady wants to remain highly anonymous as well, by the way.
Okay.
So that's it. I appreciate it. You could keep this completely confidential. Not the story, just the identity. Okay. God, I'm gearing myself up for this. This one time years ago, I was hosting a barbecue. I got fairly locked and ended up scoring my friend. Okay. The thing is, my boyfriend at the time, this is a lady now. The thing is, my boyfriend at the time was out actually doing the barbecue. Anyway, me and my friend went into the downstairs bathroom and started passionately kissing. And Lesbian Visibility Day was on yesterday. I didn't want her to ruin, I didn't want to ruin the mood by telling her that I was on my period.
Oh my God.
Okay.
Okay.
Here we go. So brace yourself. So before she went down on me, I whipped out the tampons so she wouldn't notice.
Oh my God.
5 minutes in, they were banging at the door, people saying they want to use the loo. You know, people at parties always killing the buzz. My friend lifted her head up and of course there was blood all over her face. Her instant reaction, she thought she was having a nosebleed. So I obviously went along with it because I didn't want to catch her out.
Oh my God.
What made it worse was when we left the toilet, she was saying she was having a nosebleed to people and other people start helping her clean her face. So to this day, I cringe thinking about it, which I would too. So anyway, I would appreciate if that could be kept anonymous and between us gals. And of course it will.
Oh my God.
So yeah. So that's, it's pretty gross and pretty hilarious all at once.
I mean, this is the type of followers you have, Davina, okay? This
I know.
This says a lot more about you. Okay. Let me see. I have a lot of them about calling in sick, so I'm going to do a few sickies at the same time.
Okay.
Told my boss I couldn't work a weekend. I had a family thing. Met my boss at Electric Picnic that exact same weekend.
That's a stinger.
Next one. Sick day from work. Manager rang me. I was in my car. Answered while the music was blaring. Clearly, I wasn't sick and I was out. Next one. Went on a sick day to go see the Spice Girls. Hopped on the bus. My team lead was on the bus. Called out sick from work, they made me call and could hear Disneyland in the background. Oh, they must have been, they must have gone to fucking Disneyland. that's gas. Okay. Another one called in sick because they wanted to go to the George, met their manager in the George that night.
You can't, you have to be careful when you're going out socializing. You will run into someone. Just be careful.
Dublin's too small.
I have a couple of little short gasms here. I have one here saying, I was cock given head in the council car park after a night in Winters in Dundrum. You know, Dundrum Shopping Centre?
Yes.
You know, the car park that's right opposite the public by the Gardaí.
Oh, that's
a pretty good one. I have another one here as well. It says, well, now you can say it's me. That's the first thing that
love
says,
when they start with that.
You can't say it's me. But before the baby gays were born, I used to cruise so much in Tower Records that they put signs up about people's conduct in the gay literary area pre-Dawson Street Notions, of course. So that was a very cruisy location, Tower Records.
Never knew that.
Yeah, that was very popular.
Is that where Cos is now? Is that that same building?
Yes, that was in there. Let me see, what else do I have? Oh, I have a one in from a PT. A manager in a leisure centre that I worked in caught me riding a member in a team member in the team changing rooms.
Oh my God, so that's a new meaning of workout, isn't it?
Yeah. Let me see, what else? And the last one I have to say is a friend of mine. This is, I'm going to say this, I'm not going to name names. A friend of mine was getting down to it in public. This is a personal story. And me being me, of course, being like a little she-devil, I knew that they were like over hiding, getting up to all sorts behind this wall. And there was a way we could kind of climb up on the wall and stand over it. So I crept up.
Oh my God.
And I was obsessed.
No wonder your back's in bits.
I was obsessed with doing this thing where I would say, "What's going on here?" I used to say really aggressively and really sharp, and it sounded so scary. So I knew they were getting down to it. I'm like, this poor guy. I said, "Excuse me, what's going on here?" Really loud. So the guy fucking jumped, pulled his trousers up. He nearly fell into like a bush.
Oh,
literally,
God.
Was that bad. Literally ran, and I cackled. But still to this day, like, my friend goes, "You fucking ruined that for me." So yeah, that was funny. But your man ran away. It was like, it was in public. And I remember, like, we drove past and we saw him. I was like, "Excuse me, what was going on back there?" I got him again.
You nasty witch.
Yeah, so that was it.
Okay, I have a couple of sexy ones to finish off with. My mom caught me riding my ex like a cowgirl when I was only 16. I mean, I would fucking die. Another one, oh my God, I was caught in bed by his wife, aka she was riding someone's husband and I'm caught in bed by the wife.
That'd be actually awful, wouldn't it?
Oh, awful. I'd be running for the kitchen knives.
I'd die. die.
I mean, I was picturing myself as the wife. Which one were you picturing yourself as?
I'm not the wife.
Okay. Caught with my arm in an aquarium trying to boop a fish's nose. I mean, like, why? What's boop a fish's nose? They're like trying to like touch them on the nose. Okay. I have two more. And this definitely happens to all of us. Not me, but my friend was walking home, got a call from another mate and ignored it because I was too tired to go out for drinks, only to find out that the guy calling was in the car next to him. Girl, that's happened to me. I've ignored people's calls and they've been across from me. And
me too. And say, like, why are you not answering the phone? It's like, I can see you, which is also creepy as well. One thing that did happen to me before, which I still will never live down, was I was having a fight with my friend. Actually, I'm going to say his name because we talk about it all the time. I was having a fight with my friend Stevie when we lived in Canada, and he was really, really fucking annoying me. And I text just giving out about him, going, he's such a fucking idiot or something. But I texted to him and I was like literally like slagging him off. And he was like, we were sitting beside each other at the time in the car, and he just goes, "That for me, yeah?"
Oh.
And I just went, "Oh, fuck you, you are fucking easy."
You have to own it. You have to lease her and own it.
But it was like, you know, you're like, oh, fuck up. But we all do it. We just all don't get caught. Mm-hmm. But I have to say the worst was when I think it was actually me and you. I think we were sending messages. We were sending voice notes. Mm-hmm. And we were giving out about somebody in particular. Actually, we all do it. Listen, no one's fucking perfect here. We all fucking have like bitchy comments about people.
Okay with that. Like, even people doing it behind my back, because roundabouts.
Yeah. And it's like, do you know the thing about it is, it's never particularly nasty. It's actually just, it's over stupid stuff. It's always like ridiculous that's why it's called petty little things, because it's always petty shit. Like, and we were basically bitching about somebody, I can't remember. And I was like, well, she can go and fuck off and she can blah, blah, blah. But as I did the voice note into the phone, I realized that my Bluetooth speaker was connected in the other room and the person was in the other room. And I was like, oh my God. I went back in and the person was like, hi. And I was just like, for the split second, I was like, did that just go through the fucking speaker? But I realized it doesn't go through the speaker when you're actually recording it. It goes through only when you play it.
Yes.
So if I had played yours, I would have been back, caught. Then, yeah. So that was, but I swear, literally your body temperature goes. So be vigilant, people. Don't get caught being petty.
Okay. Mine, about time when I was caught, I was only 18 and it was Halloween. And I decided I was going to be an angel for Halloween. So I wanted to dress all in white. I wore like a white, you know, those combat-y trousers. I made my own white fluffy boots, because at the time, white fluffy boots were a real big thing. I wore a white shirt and I hot glued fur to the cuffs and the collar. And then I made a halo out of a hanger and some like tinfoil.
Right.
But then I decided...
Sounds tragic, but go on.
I decided that was not enough. I needed to have silver glitter lips, okay?
Oh, no.
We go out.
Especially on those lips. You're like, that was on your face, was it?
Yeah.
So what lips?
We go out. We go to this college party and we end up back in a sesh with some random people. And I didn't know the girl that owned the house, but all my friends were there. She let us all come back. And she had a fella who later on that night decided to come on to me a little bit, right?
Oh, so like we an angel with dirty faces?
Yeah, here we go. We end up in the back room of the kitchen. You know, what are those things called? Like
a pantry.
Yeah, right. Having a big dirty ware. That's all that happened. And when we walked out, no one thought about the silver glittery lips. And there was glitter all over his face from where I kissed him. And
oh my gosh.
My friends spotted it and they were like, oh my God. And we were like, we have to go. We need to go this second. So that caught me out big time. Like absolutely big time.
You're fucking bitch. Joy just texted saying to be an emotional on this podcast. I couldn't give a fuck.
I know.
I like actually could not give a
fuck.
Oh
my God. I honestly, yeah. I loved all them. I didn't think, no, if yeah. we were going to get any funny ones, absolutely corkers. The biggest lesson we can all learn from this is if we're going to call in sick, let's be a bit more intelligent about yeah. it.
Because that seems to be the big one. Do you know what I have to say as well? I love catching other people out. I quite enjoy yes. that. I quite being the shoe being on the other foot. I quite enjoy being the catcher.
And even if she doesn't, just remember there's always Davina's
there. I'll always figure something out. Anyway, listen, that concludes our segment. We're going to be back after this with our Rotter of the Week.
Okay, right. It is everyone's time, aka...
It's...
Rotter
of the Week. On Petty Little Things.
So we're back and we are ready to rot you all and to hear your rotters. And let's see, Victoria, what has been rotting you this week?
People sticking their tongues out in fucking photos, in Insta stories. Like, I mean, like firstly, this? Yeah, no, not even that. It's the full one. You know, Davina did the little tiny tongue. You know where they go? Ah, I'm like,
like if you were going to do it, you do like rocker, like this.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Oh, yeah. The kiss with the rock hands.
Can I just say as well? Sorry, yeah. Some people that do that. Some tongues are very discolored.
Oh,
have you noticed that?
Get the toothbrush, everyone. Give your toothbrush a good go over on that tongue because they should not be white. And let alone white, depending on what you've drank that day, maybe you had a little apple sour hun and your tongue is green. I just don't get it. It's not sexy. You don't look cute, but you know, it's a cutesy tongue out. I'm like, no. Put your tongue in your mouth.
I think that's a thing to make people feel, I think a lot of people feel uncomfortable posing. So I think they do that as like out of awkwardness. Mm-hmm. That's what I think.
Mm-hmm. I just don't think it looks cute, does it?
I don't think so, especially if it's in every photograph. And you know the way some people have their go-to pose?
Yeah.
Like certain people stand a certain way. Mm-hmm. But once you kind of clock something like that, then you go, oh my God, they do that in every fucking photograph.
Yeah.
So it's kind of gas.
Mm-hmm, completely. Anyway, put your tongue back in your mouth. I don't like it. I don't need to see your tongue.
Yeah, fair enough. That's totally fair. Mm-hmm. My first one of the week is music snobs. So ooh. That's my first one. And the reason I'm saying this, and this is not a personal attack, but there is Roisin Murphy played the weekend in Dublin.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And sometimes there can be a certain kind of like fan attached to someone like Roisin Murphy or to like the Years and Years type, or there's like this weird hipstery, you know, they think that it's better. It's more high-end kind of pop music when it's just fucking music.
Yeah.
And those kind of fans really fucking annoy me. They kind of, wear fucking sequin jackets and fucking dress up once a fucking year. And it's like, where's the fucking sequin jackets the rest of the year? It just feels like, as Dolly said, they think that they're so cooler than they are and they're not. So that really rots me because it just doesn't feel authentic. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, totally. I mean, even the Ed Sheeran thing, to be honest, like I don't get it at all, but like happy for you all to go. Actually, the staging looked incredible. But like, I mean, Roisin Murphy and like say Scissor Sisters, not that far apart. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. So, but it's not Roisin Murphy, the Scissor Sisters that I'm talking about.
Okay, gotcha.
It's the tone. It's like, and it's not everybody. Of course, it's hardcore fans. I'm not talking about that. Like my friend Martin and like Andre and all, they were all out of the Roisin, but there's a certain kind of like, they just think that it's so cool for school. And it's like, it's not, it's just a fucking gig.
Yeah.
Like, where are you going with this? It's the mentality of it. That they think that they're so avant-garde. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm talking about. It's people who think that they're real avant-garde when they are in fact not avant-garde at all. That really fucking annoys me because it's just like, oh, hips are douchebags basically is what I'm saying.
Totally. So snap out of it, Andrea, is what Davina's saying.
Snap out of it.
I'm just kidding, Andrea. However,
I'm always trolling Andrea on Twitter about Roisin and I'm always like, and I have to say, I actually met Roisin Murphy at a festival years ago and she was so, so fucking nice.
Yeah, she's sweet.
So, so fucking nice.
I love the music, but also, all the concerts at the weekend really fucked a lot of people over for taxis and I don't want to make that a rotter. It's not a rotter.
Yeah.
What I'd like to encourage you all to do though is if you are turned away, told you can't use cash, all those things that is happening at the moment, send a complaint to taxis@nationaltransport.ie. I sound like the Victor Meldrew of drag right now.
No,
but I'm
hang
over
on
it.
A second. This is actually key information because I actually had a chat today with there's a journalist from the Irish Independent.
Oh, I said
she's
no.
Doing this. She's doing an article. I wanted to talk to her. I wanted to get, and she was like, we had a great chat about it. Mm. So if there is any of that, like someone not taking cash, someone not taking you because you're on your own,
yeah.
Someone asking you where you're going.
Mm-hmm.
What is the email address? Because this is, yeah.
So it's
like
taxis.
We are in a taxi crisis.
Oh, we are. taxis@nationaltransport.ie. I'm over it now. So I am snapping a picture of every reg that I'm having a problem with.
That's a great idea.
I need to buy more memory on my phone because there's that many issues. And I'm just sending it in. I'm going to absolutely hammer that email address out. And I encourage everyone else to do the same until they do something. Because, you know, Uber is not the safest option out there because it's not as regulated. However, we are at a point where, you know, we could do with Uber being an option, proper Uber, by the way, because Uber is an option.
I need another option. I need some fucking option because it's absolutely ridiculous at this stage. And a girl has got to get to A to B safely. So,
and that is it. I saw people with kids walking around town trying to get home from Ed Sheeran at the weekend. And I was thinking, again, we don't want our mothers out there. We don't want our sisters out there. It's just not safe. Okay.
The kids can stay out there. They're fine.
My next fodder, and I may have said this before, but like, again, I've been a bit on Facebook lately. Stop using Facebook or other apps like you're a 12-year-old child using a diary. We don't need diary posts. We don't need every waking thought in that respect. Like, some things are actually meant to not be said out loud. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I encourage anyone to write a tweet and draft it. I do it all the time just so I can have written it and it doesn't happen and it's not out there. Yeah, I just don't get it. Why are we still using these things like a diary? That
I know sometimes people just use it as a vendor. I don't really mind people doing that. I actually get quite a good laugh out of people doing that because I'm like, oh.
But it's at them. It's not with them. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but I'm okay with that as well.
Fair.
I'm okay with that as well.
Fair. I don't
like,
I
love a good laugh
them.
At the next bitch as much as the next bitch. My last rotter of the week is a bit weird. I told you about this before, is actually, and this happens to me a lot for some reason. Like, I could be at a party or an event and I could be just literally sitting down minding my own business, chatting away, and someone will come over and start chatting to me. Some, usually a man will just come over and start chatting to me.
Okay.
And they sometimes might be like very curious. They'd be like, where are you from? Blah, blah, blah. How long are you doing drag? Start chatting to me. And then all of a sudden I can feel this glare and I'm like, the girlfriend or the wife is there all of a sudden. And I'm like, we were just chatting about whatever. And then I'll start chatting to her. I'll kind of bring her into the conversation. But I can feel this like iciness, I don't know. It's like, I'm literally like the she devil.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I was actually at an event there recently and the same kind of thing was happening. And he was really pleasant and really curious and wanting to know loads of stuff about like drag and just didn't know anything about it. And she was just hating me. She just hated me, like was just wouldn't give me a chance. I could feel like she was just giving me serious dagger vibes. So then eventually she just, I kind of was like, right, I'm disengaging from this conversation. So I kind of just like sat back and I was just started chatting to other people. And then he kept kind of trying to restart the conversation. And then eventually she just goes, slaps him on the leg, kind of like she thought I didn't see. Mm-hmm. And she goes, come on. And she literally wouldn't let him sit beside me.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, that is fucking nuts. So I was just like, it was totally innocent, mm-hmm. but it's happened to me a million times, mm-hmm. as if like I'm after, and I'm not being smart, but like I wasn't after her, man. He wasn't all mm-hmm. that. Like, and,
again, that goes back to the house conversation we had at the start of the podcast. That says more about their relationship than it does about anything else. That's nothing to do with you. You could be anybody, but she does either not trust that boyfriend. And you know what? I kind of feel sorry for her as well.
But you know what? Take it out on him, not on me.
Yeah, yeah.
Take it out on him, not on me. Like, I'm literally sitting there minding my business.
People are so afraid of the crack getting too deep in the relationship that they lose the relationship. So they're trying to just, you know, keep everything really nice over here and then like brush away anything that could possibly come. Now, but what has he done to her that she feels that way? Do you know that kind of way? That's what I'm curious about, because she obviously is carrying it. Like, like looking at Louis and Teresa in Jersey this week, it made me think there's a lot more going on there than we're seeing on the show.
Oh. And well, if I'm you haven't watched it after this, oh, I'll be straight into it.
He showed his cards today and I thought, you know what? She's been protecting him so much and now I'm starting to go, okay.
Oh, well, basically, that's what it's basically messy relationships. When I'm a single Pringle, it's like, keep it to yourself. Mm-hmm. Don't be taken out of me. If you've got issues in your own relationship, that's your own issue. Yeah, not mine, mommy.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. That is the end of another little petty little things. What I want you all to do right now is pick up your phone, leave us a review on wherever you can leave us through. We would love to read your reviews. In fact, I haven't looked at the reviews in ages, so we might read out some reviews on the next episode.
Make them good and sexy.
5 stars.
Sexy with an I.
Because we are 5-star divas.
We are 5-star sexy divas, sexy with an eye. So yeah, so leave them for us.
And remember, you can always help us out by sharing the podcast on your social media.
Yes.
So more people find out about Petty Little Things, because there's a lot of petty bitches out there and we need them part of the army.
There is. And until next time, stay petty.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Welcome to Sincerely Sloan, presented by Uninterrupted. I'm your host, professional tennis player, wife, parent, and entrepreneur, Sloan Stevens. As an athlete and as a person, my journey has had a lot of twists and turns, from moments of adversity and doubt to unimaginable triumph and satisfaction. Throughout the season, I'm joined by some of the biggest names in sports, entertainment, culture, and a few members of my tribe. Our conversations keep it real and push it past skin deep. We reveal the perspectives, routines, and products that allow each of us to show up at our best. Join me on my journey of self-discovery and many, many laughs along the way. Sincerely, Sloan.